Hi, my name is Sam Wei, and I'm a real estate agent, and I just joined Rain about 2 months ago.
Welcome here.
Wonderful benefits to it. It's a wonderful buyer's market out there, and I've been helping some of my clients purchase revenue properties. But one of the side benefits to it is when I'm helping somebody just buy a regular home. The latest just happened this afternoon. There's a home on Hardesty Drive, started at $850,000. How low are we willing to go? So we started at 550, and she got it for 585.
Wow.
There are wonderful opportunities out there. It's just a case of how low are you willing to offer a motivated seller, because they're out there. There was another house that came down from 480 to 380. It's still sitting. If you'd want to go in at 300, hey,
You're bound to shake some loose, right?
Yeah, of course. So I bought 100 purchase contracts, and we're just writing them out and filling them out and tossing them in.
Good man. That's what you got to do during this opportunity.
Yes, my name is Donald Bourne, and with me is my spouse, Colleen. And we want to be last because we want to share our success story to everybody here. For a few years, we've been playing around with real estate and with Rain. And we've been attending the Rain meetings. We ended up with about four properties. We kept on getting pumped up at the end of each meeting, going home, wanting to do something, but our lives never really changed. We just kept on going back to work. We both had activities to do, and we just carried on.
Early in the summer of 2005, we started working together to build our real estate portfolio using the Rain system. We bought one, and then life took over. You know, work for both of us, family demands, and the demands for entertainment. In the back of our heads, we knew we had something different. We knew we needed to do something different if we were going to achieve our goals. It was during the quick start in the fall of 2005, when goal setting was discussed, it finally clicked at that time. We decided that we really needed to concentrate on our goals. And then it was, well, how do you set a goal? Don is excellent at this. We figured out how much we wanted to live on each month, and we set a dollar value. We then calculated how many properties that it would require to achieve that. And then we then broke those goals down on what we had to do each and every month. We placed this paper with our goals on the fridge, so we both saw it every day. We read it every day, and we worked at it every day. We started this time with equity in just two properties, and we did have our RSP of approximately $100,000. We then met Eric Peters and his wife, Karen, and started looking at how to use our own RSP without cashing them in to buy real estate. With them and their guidance, we bought our first apartment building. After that purchase, we continued building our portfolio. We worked on our goals. We learned, too, how to use RSP second mortgages for one property, and then we continued buying more using JV partners and our own money to purchase more properties. We continued with single-family homes with the 25% down, the thing that Don always talks about. We put in equity building tenants, kept an eye on things. After buying one more, we bought another one and another one. We followed our goals each week and each month.
Throughout the remainder of 2005 and all of 2006, we just plain worked our guts out. We dreamt and we thought, we talked about and we applied all the lessons we had learned, and we looked at our goals and we just followed them. We read them every day. We did what was needed. It was written down. It was in our face every morning, and we made ourselves accountable to each other about our goals. Just before November 2006, my old employer, the Canadian Red Cross, who I worked with overseas for about 6 years previously, called me on an urgent request to go to the tsunami area in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. They needed me to organize the next phase of the operation, which very ironically, or ironically for me, was that I had to go there to assist with building 2,100 homes. I accepted this, and I left in October 2006, and then Colleen, at the end of my mission in February of 2007, came over and joined me for holidays in Bali, Indonesia. Our 3-week holiday in Bali gave us breathing space and time to reevaluate our goals. When we realized that we had achieved everything that we had set out to do, in fact, even more monetarily because of the market. It was quite a feeling. We were absolutely amazed. We also had a feeling of disbelief. We worked and reworked numbers to make sure we achieved it, and we always came to the same conclusion. We did it. We had achieved our Belize.
Well done.
Soon after our return to Canada, Colleen retired from her job, and she retired from the hospital after working there. She retired on the 11th of May. I retired one more time.
11th of May?
Yes.
That's my birthday. How cool is that? Sorry.
And I retired one more time, and then we turned over all our properties to property management. So on the 1st of November, it's about 12 days, actually 11 days, 10 hours, and I think 49 minutes. We are leaving for a six-month holiday back to Bali, Indonesia.
Fantastic.
And we really have a wonderful holiday plan because some of our family and friends are coming over to join us. And they were there to support us during our goals. Upon return from Bali in about 6 months' time, our new home is going to be completed. And hopefully we'll move into it very shortly thereafter. But we will continue to follow the new goals that we're going to plan while we're in Bali. We'd like to thank those that helped us on our journey, the RAIN leader, Don Campbell, and the RAIN group for supporting, teaching, and encouraging us to keep on working. To friends Eric and Karen Peters, Caroline, Richard and Judy, Ron Pierfontaine, Matt, Gio, and many, many others that we met throughout our time here in RAIN. And there's not enough time to mention everybody. And of course, there's our lawyer, our accountant, our realtor, our bankers, and our inspectors. But we feel our success is only due to having achievable goals. Mm-hmm. We're not extraordinary people. We're just your common folk down the street. But we had a month-to-month strategy from the goals that were taught to us. We had the will and determination to continue when many others, especially family and other friends, said they're very critical of what we are doing.
Really?
We kept on working. And lastly, Colleen and I would like to thank all of you for being part of our Belize. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well done. And I bet you as they went through this whole process, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, of course, but you know what? It's not a straight line. Life is not a straight line. Real estate's not a straight line. And I'm not going to stand up here and blow smoke at you and tell you you're going to wake up in the morning and it's going to be beautiful and perfect. Well, it will be because it's Edmonton. But, I mean, life has its ups and downs and ups and downs. And, you know, you get when the market's hot, everybody's greedy and wants to get in. And then when the market does a plateau, and if you understand economics, there are two plateaus, sometimes three, depending on how long the boom is. But fear comes in. And that's when we buy. That's the whole point, is not to be selling when other people are selling and buying when other people are buying. It's the whole process. Tomorrow we're going to go through the economic fundamentals and like you guys are going to be so up to date and well educated on what's going on. We're going to focus obviously because we're in Edmonton. We're going to focus on Alberta, but we also have some Ontario and BC facts and figures. But it's just amazing. Fear, greed. You just go through this, and sometimes Simone, you'll probably agree with me. You go through all of those like in one day sometimes. It's amazing, and you know that's just kind of how it goes, just on and off, on and off, and on and off, and yes, it sounds like a setup. That is not a setup. Just ask any RAIN member. That's what just happens, and that's it. I want to thank everybody for sharing their story. And you know, did any of those people extraordinary? Did any of them go up there with a cape, like they were Superman? No, it's average people like you and me who just get up and do it and go forward.